Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
English as She Spoke.
It's nice to get up in the morning when the sun begins to shine. Four
or five or six. Are you washing the dishes?
No, I'm riding a bike.
Oh, yes, I can see you real light. Oh, sorry, it's your nose. Can I give you a hand? Dry for you?
Why? What have you done wrong?
What do you mean?
When you offer to do any work for nothing, you're either broke, in trouble, or sickening for something.
Well, I like that. Me grandad. Me own flesh and brown ale.
All right. Get hold of the tea towel, then. And try not to break anything.
I haven't broken a single cup all day. Anyway, why are you washing up? What's the matter with my sister, Scraggy Annie?
Scraggy Annie? Your sister's just taken Alfie in the front room. And I said I'd wash up. It was either that or talk to Alfie.
Oh, I see what you mean. You'd sooner be with the dishes than a crackpot.
Well, you've got something there. You know, I think he was vaccinated with a gramophone needle.
Oh, well, I like Alfie.
Well, I'm not surprised the money you've wheedled out of him.
Hey, stick your tongue out, will you?
What do you mean?
You've left a bit of egg on this plate.
All right, sling it back.
Right, catch.
Jimmy, don't throw. Look what you've done, you wee idiot.
Well, you said sling it back. You should have caught it.
You'll catch it when your mother gets back from the shops.
Oh, well, you can get another one. Alfie bought three of those last week after he washed up.
Alfie broke three plates?
Yeah, he can't catch either.
Look, now, we'd better get this swept up before your mother sees it.
I'm back!
I'm off.
The shops get more packed every day.
Well, don't stop, Mum. Just go straight through and have a lie down.
Yes, I think you... What's that on the floor?
Lino, I think.
I mean the broken plate.
Oh, the one me grandad dropped.
Oh. Really, Father, why don't you let Susan wash up?
Look, Pat, he threw the plate and...
After you said sling it over...
I didn't mean throw it.
You meant sling it?
Yes. Not you're asking for it, my lad.
All right, Father. Just leave the dishes on the draining board. I'll dry them later. And you go into the living room.
Now, look, don't talk to me like that. Oh, I'll finish the job myself so long as you take that young scamp out of here.
Oh, come on, Mum. It's no use offering to help. I've tried.
Get into the room till I unpack my bag.
All right, I'm going. There's no need to... Just my luck. Me grandad's upset her now. If there's anything I hate, it's me mum getting upset when I'm broke. And I'll get nothing off Alfie. Three times in 2 days is too much even for him.
Go upstairs and get washed.
Washed?
Yes, face, neck, ears and knees.
Why? It's not Sunday.
Mrs. Billington's coming to see me with Mr. Peacock.
Well, what a pair. Beaky Billington and Cuthbert Peacock. There'll be a few eggs laid here this afternoon.
What's all the cream cakes doing in the kitchen, Pat? We're having a party.
Yes, a hen party.
What?
That'll do, Jimmy. Mrs. Billington's coming with Mr. Peacock.
In that case, I'm going out.
Oh, stop here with me and do a bit of bird watching.
Now, look, you two, I want some help. For a start, Jimmy, before you go upstairs, go in the front room and ask Susan and Alfie if they'll be going out. If not, they'll have to come in here because I want to tidy in the front room before the others arrive.
Right, I'll tell the lovebirds they've got to get out because you want to clean out the cage for the two old crows.
Yes, and don't start any trouble with Susan. You knock before you go in.
I'll knock with me hanky. Hello, Alfie's left the door open a bit. That'll be so he can make a run for it if the octopus grabs him.
Well, what do you say, Alfie? Shall we stop in tonight or shall we go dancing?
I don't care. But what do you say?
Well, I want to know what you'd like to do.
Well, I'm game for anything.
Alfie! Do you want to go out dancing?
Yeah.
Right.
But I'd like to stop here as well.
Any minute now, she'll clout him with the sofa.
Alfie Hall, just for once, I want you to decide something. Listen, that girlfriend you had once, Agatha, where did you used to take her?
To their house. We used to play whist with her mum and dad.
Every night?
Oh, no. Not on Sundays, we sang hymns.
Now, there's a lad who's lived.
Well, didn't you ever go out?
Well, sometimes we had a walk in their garden when it was very windy.
Why, when it was windy?
Because he lived on a pig farm.
Wasting my time. We'll stay in here.
No, you won't. Your time's up. We're closing the tunnel of love for the rest of the evening.
Get out before I tell Mother.
Mum sent me in to get you out. Alfie can take you a walk round the pig farm. If you grunt nicely, they might ask you to stop for supper.
Hey, less of that. Got to clear off.
It's you who's got to clear off. Come on, let's have you.
Let's have you? Why don't you speak properly?
Oh, I'm very sorry indeed. Listen to Posh Anna with a plum in her mouth.
Never mind, Jim. Susan's quite right.
Listen, who's talking? You sound as if you've got a gobstopper in your mouth.
Don't be so impertinent.
Well, you think you're everybody, because you went to Miss Myrtle's School of Speech, Drama and Ballet.
I'm going to see Mother about you. Just wait.
Oh, Jimmy, you know you shouldn't be cheeky to your elders.
She's not me elders, she's me sister. Anyway, she gets me down with a lardy-daw telephone voice. She's like a mob we've got in our school, the poetry reading group. Ooh, what a shower. We have three of them in our class. Chucky Wilson, No Chin Harrison and Wobbly Wobbit Wodgers. He was at it yesterday. You should have heard him. My love is like a wed-wed wounds. So as he put a frog down his trousers.
All right, Susan, I'll deal with him.
Thank you, Mother.
Jimmy, I won't have you being cheeky to Susan. And Alfie as well.
All right, Mum. Hear that, Alfie? Don't be cheeky to Susan.
I won't be. You what?
Look. Will you behave yourself, my lad?
Well, she was mocking me. Just because I didn't go to Miss Myrtle's school for dancing and electrocution lessons.
You did go for one day and they threw you out.
That's a lie. I gave it up. I didn't mind reading Miss Myrtle's poetry, but when she tried to get me in a pair of black tights, that was her lot.
Well, it's very good of you to help, Mr. Peacock.
Not at all. Is there anything else I can do?
No, there's only this last plate of cakes. If you put them on the trolley, then we're ready to wheel it all in when Mrs. Billington arrives.
Certainly. You know, it's very unusual for her to be late. She's such a stickler for punctuality.
Hello, what's this? Have you two been having a crafty go at the cream cakes?
We weren't touching the cakes. And neither are you before Mrs. Billington arrives.
Oh, let's have one, Mum. Beaky Billington doesn't eat much. Remember last time when you brought the tea in, she looked down her nose and said, well, just a little. I'm afraid I only peck my food. I giggled and Alfie choked on a chocolate eclair.
That'll be Mrs. Billington now. I'll take her into the front room.
Right, Mum. We'll bring the tea things in.
Yes. All right. But just be careful what you say. Don't be charging in there shouting, grub up, muck in. All those other charming phrases that you use. Just try and behave like a little gentleman for once.
Now, go ahead. You push the trolley and I'll bring the crockery.
Right, Mr. Sparrow.
Peacock, peacock.
Oh, sorry, cock.
this poetry festival is going to mean quite a lot of work for me.
Pardon me. I hope we're not protruding.
So it's you, boy.
Yes. Mater, where shall I deposit the pastries?
You what? Pardon?
He means the cakes.
Oh, put them on the table.
Oh, very well. Forward with the crockery, Mr. Peacock.
Yes, Jim, that'll be enough.
Jimmy, stop trying to be clever. You were saying, Mrs. Billington.
Oh, well, it's going to be a big affair. All the schools are cooperating and providing poetry reading teams. Your headmaster and his wife are very enthusiastic, James. I was talking to them just now. That's why I was delayed.
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Treadwell.
Hey, they're a funny pair, aren't they? He's little and fat and she's tall and skinny. Hey, we call him the tent pole and the Toby jug.
Stop it, Jimmy. Oh, do sit down, Mr. Peacock.
Thank you. So, the schools are very keen, Mrs. Billington.
Oh, yes. About 20 are competing. But I'm principally concerned with James's school.
School? It's more like an open prison.
Mrs. Treadwell has asked me to help in choosing the boys from your son's school who will take part. They will do a poetry reading audition, and the best will be formed into a team to recite a scene from Shakespeare at the festival.
And the best of British...
Jimmy!
James, you enjoy being in this festival, you know.
Who, me? You must be joking.
I'm sure you would. You see, each school does a scene from a play, and the adjudicator awards them points.
The whaticator?
The sort of referee. As I say, it's terribly exciting.
I'm not interested.
When you've done your play, you can watch all the others.
I'm not interested.
And the team that takes part in the festival has 3 days off school.
I'm not in... A horse! A horse! My kingdom for a horse! Or I'll give you half a crown for a ride on your donkey. Oh, that's for me. I'll show them how to recite poetry.
Oh, not so fast, young man. I'm afraid you couldn't possibly be selected as one of the team. In the first place, we're insisting that only boys from the poetry reading group are eligible, since enunciation is paramount.
You what?
She means you've had it. Unless you'd like to take a crash course in elocution at Miss Myrtle's night school.
Not blooming likely.
Wait a minute. I just had a thought. James, how would you like me to give you some lessons and try to get you into the poetry reading group?
But we're selecting the team in a week. I can hardly see that's time enough to change this young man from whatever he is into someone who speaks English.
Oh, he's not that bad, Mrs. Billington.
Oh, I think you should have a try, Mr. Peacock. It might surprise some people.
Hey, do you think you could do it, Mr. Peacock?
Why not, James? I shall be your Pygmalion.
Will you?
Yes, yes. I shall make you work very hard. You can call me your Professor Higgins.
All right. But you've had it if you call me your fair lady. Good elocution.
James, the secret of good elocution is the correct use of the vocal cords synchronized with the proper functioning of the respiratory organs.
Well, that's one thing I've learned.
What?
Ask a silly question and you get a silly answer.
What I meant was producing a good sound with the voice goes hand in hand with regular breathing.
Oh, like me granddad when he snores.
Well, I suppose there's a similarity. What we have to understand is how this arises.
My mum says it's through eating too much cheese for his supper.
Look, I'll illustrate what I mean. I take a deep breath like this. And the words flow naturally as the air is expelled from the lungs.
Hey, is your windpipe leaking?
James, please. Now, I want to test you for incorrect vowel sounds. Is there any particular poem you happen to know?
There was one I heard at school. I think I can remember it.
Good, good. Well, off you go, and I'll note any mistakes you make.
Right, Mr. Pigeon. Fireman, fireman, ring the bell. Jump on the wagon and drive like...
James! Drive like mad?
Yeah, it rhymes with the next line. Squirt your hose and save me dad. You see, it's all about him smoking in bed.
No, no, James, that's not the kind of thing they want. Pay attention and repeat this after me. How now, brown cow?
I'm not saying that. It's daft.
Just repeat it after me. How now, brown cow?
Oh, all right, then.
Oh, there you are, Jimmy. Hello.
How now, brown cow?
Who are you calling? than a cow.
Alfred, James and I are rather busy. Is there something you want?
Well, I've called for Susan. I knocked at the front door, but nobody answered, so I went round the back in the pouring rain and fell over the dustbin. So I came back and I tried the front door and it was open, so I came in. I'm all wet.
You said it. Now let's hear you say this. How now, brown cow?
What for?
I'm going to teach you how to talk proper. Oh, no, it wouldn't work.
Why not?
Well, you've got to take a deep breath, and I don't think you've got the strength.
I've got the strength to clout you.
All right, then let's feel your muscles.
Get off.
Come here. Get off. By the big. Oh, no, they're not muscles. It's your jacket. The shoulder pads have slipped.
Does anyone mind if I join in?
Well, why? What sort of muscles have you got?
My muscles are my business. Look, stop this nonsense and let's get back to the lesson. Now, once again, how now, brown cow?
I'm fed up with this blinking cow. Roll on milking time.
There's nothing to it. Listen. How now, brown cow?
Very good. Now try it with your mouth.
Oh, shut up. Hey, Mr. Partridge.
Peacock, peacock.
I'm sorry, Mr. Peacock, peacock. Could you teach me to talk, Posh?
Well, I don't know, Alfred. Do you think you could spare the time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not taking Susan out for half an hour yet. And I'd like to surprise her, because yeah, she's always on at me for not saying the right things.
Yeah, and always doing the wrong things. You should have heard her telling him off about the way he carried on at the pictures.
Well, I'd just get excited in the middle of the big film.
I know, but there was no need to shout, "Get stuck in, Hercules!"
Well, Jim, tomorrow's the big day. Your audition for the poetry reading team. How do you feel?
Oh, it's a pushover. I've got tons of poems up my sleeve.
Ah, but it's the way you say them that counts. Now, don't forget you've got to speak correctly, and Mrs. Billington will be watching you like a hawk.
Hawk? You'd better not let me mammy you call her that.
Oh, why? Well, I didn't realise what I was saying.
No, neither did the vicar. When he saw her kneeling down, he said she was a bird of prey.
Oh, he never said anything of the kind.
I know, but it'd have been a good one if he had, wouldn't it?
Aye, well, let's hear some of those poems in your new posh voice.
Right. Pin your lugholes back. The rain in Spain stays mainly on the plain. Well, what do you know? No drain.
Who wrote that?
Well, two people, really.
Oh, now, look, Jimmy, you better take this seriously. Mrs. Billington isn't there to listen to nonsense.
Oh, I've got a poem for her, one I wrote myself. Beaky Bill went down the hill, riding on her scooter. She failed to stop a traffic cop and stabbed him with a hooter.
No, thanks, Susan.
No, thanks, my dear. That was a very nice meal you cooked.
Oh, that was lovely. Especially the pancake.
That was a cheese omelette.
Oh. Yes, that's what I meant. It was lovely.
Aye, so was the sweet. Delicious.
Yeah. It's the first time I've ever had chocolate blancmange.
It was a cream caramel.
Well, you could have fooled me. It was smashing.
Before you comment on the cocoa, Alfie, it was tea we drank.
Was it? Yeah, I mean, I know.
Is there any more tea in the pot?
No, Father, but I'll make some fresh when Jimmy gets back from school.
Oh, yeah, he's doing his audition, isn't he? I wonder how he's got on.
Well, he was very confident when he was talking to me.
You mean big-headed? If they pick him for the team, they must be hard up.
Now, Susan, he's been practising very hard. I heard him in bed last night.
Oh, now, brown cow. But that's what Jimmy will be saying to Mrs. Billington.
In that case, he's had it. Mind, he'll be glad when it's over. It's a bit of an ordeal doing an audition.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, I once did one when I was a lad.
You did.
Don't tell me you recited poetry when you were a lad.
Oh, no. No, it was a children's competition at holiday camp. We all had to impersonate film stars.
What did you do, Alfie? George Formby?
No, not Lassie.
Lassie? That's a dog.
Yeah, but I used to be very good at barking. I was just like a dog. Well, you can tell the next door's cat used to spit at me.
Well, I've heard everything now.
Peacock, I mean.
How did he get on, Jimmy?
Oh, he excelled himself. It was a veritable tour de force.
You are?
He means I played a blinder.
You don't mean they've picked you for the poetry team?
Indeed, forsooth. It was a doddle.
Well, I can't believe it. You passing the audition.
Well, I did say, I had Beaky Billington in tears. One tear started rolling right down her nose. And it's a brave tear that'll set out on a journey like that.
Oh, Jimmy, you're a terrible laddie. I wish I could have heard you reciting your poetry.
Oh, you will, one day soon. I'm expecting an offer to make a long playing record. All Shakespeare. It'll be called From Bard to Verse.
Oh. Really, James, but Mrs. Clitheroe, you'd have been proud of him.
Why don't you do a poem for us now?
Yes, go on, Jimmy, let's hear you.
I can't do it here, this is our house. You're all related to me. You'll laugh your blooming nuts off.
No, of course we wouldn't.
Oh, bet our Susan will.
She won't. Now, will you, Susan?
No, of course I won't.
Right, come along, James, shoulders back, deep breath, and off you go.
Oh, all right, but no tittering. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils. Beside the lake... What was that? Was our Susan. She laughed.
I didn't. I just thought I was going to sneeze.
I'll make you sneeze. I'll clout you with the pepper pot.
No, quiet, Susan. No, carry on, Jim, son.
All right, but she's been warned. One more snigger and she's had it. Beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. No, I'll bash her, I will.
Really, Susan? You just ignore it, son. Go on.
No, concert's over. If you want to hear me spouting, you can all come to the festival when I'm in the team. They're giving the parts out tomorrow.
Well, you're definitely in it, then?
In it? I'll be the star. Prospero.
Prospero in The Tempest? Is that what you're doing the scene from?
Yeah, it's Shakespeare. Prospero's the magician. I think I'll do some conjuring to get the audience going before we start on the chat.
James, the immortal lines of Shakespeare, chat. James, he wrote the most beautiful words in the English language.
You what? Listen to this. Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. How about that for a load of rubbish?
Well, Father, there's the school bus just gone past.
Good. Our little star should be here any minute. Hope they've given him that part in the play.
Well, I don't know. I was looking at that book of Shakespeare you've got. It's not an easy part, Prospero. He'll have a lot of big words to learn.
Well, the magician's arrived. He's done his usual trick of trying to make the door disintegrate.
Is that you, son?
Hello, Mum. Grandad.
Oh, Jim. How'd it go, son?
How did it go? I'm fed up.
Oh, they haven't left you out of the team, have they?
Oh, no, I'm in it all right. Right up to me neck. I only opened my mouth once.
But Prospero's talking all the time.
I'm not playing Prospero. I'm Ariel, his rotten fairy. And all I do is sing one song. Well, the bee sucks their luck, I in a cowslip's bell I lie.
Those are involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Edwin Apps as Cuthbert Peacock, and Rosalie Williams as Mrs. Billington. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself. Thank you.